Dinosaur.
Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn. Joining me,
Ryan.
Ronders.
Welcome to the Elite Crusaders podcast, Freeware Game Review, episode 43. Off-road Velociraptor Safari.
It's the land of the dinosaurs. It's the land of the dinosaurs.
It's Tyrannosaurus Tuesday. It's Tyrannosaurus Tuesday. Velociraptor in the house.
Yeah!
Woo! Okay, now here's what we're gonna do. Ryan and Blyan?
Blyan and Lion.
Did you like it?
Hey, you guys. You need to actually play this game. So
what's up?
I want you to play this game and sort of narrate to the people what it feels like to play this game.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about it a little bit, and then small game, so I should wrap it up. So you guys go to it.
I'm gonna play Betty Roar.
What have we got here? We've got... Oh, my God.
Let me step up to the block here. Step up to the
what are you doing? This is weird.
I need to play Bloody Roar.
Off-road philosophy.
Okay.
All right, so we are pressing the button.
I'm going to press play game. Let's play. I am driving a car now, and I boosted. Oops. I have a spiky ball. And I fell backwards off of a ramp.
Okay.
All right, but we're okay. Woo! Woo! I fell down again.
Oh, there we go.
I broke my door off. Wait, I got points for that. Okay, let's run after that Velociraptor. Clubbed it.
Schwack.
Clean hit. I like the slow-mo.
Yeah, it's...
Have the ball hit the Velociraptor to capture
it. I did.
No, you need to take it back to the...
What?
Don't even worry about that. Figure that out later. Just hit Velociraptors for now. Or find orbs.
Alright, get that Velociraptor.
I missed!
I did Prince Sweet Donuts, though.
Boost! I found an orb!
Oh no, you fell over. You're still okay. Get him! You just ran him over.
I got him! I feel kind of bad.
Look at that face.
It's okay. He's gonna be made into delicious Velociraptor candy.
What?
Raptor on Raptor. Hot. Do I take it to the exporter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shroom.
Cannot connect a coin.
Raptor exported. 35,000 points.
That's quite a few points.
You don't need to.
I still won't give me.
Thank you so much for playing my game!
What?
Oh no, I turned over!
If you're trying to connect the core, you're trying to use wireless. It's not that.
Hey, an orb! Orb! Ow! I destroyed the hood. I lost my chain. Times one damage! I know. I found an old orb. Alright, new chain. Oh no. Oh, I'm terrible with this. Oh god. Okay. Need to find some more Velociraptors.
How about that one on the ground? It should be easy prey.
Oh, right. Okay. Grab it! Oh, jeez, I tripped myself with it. Woo! Sweet jumps! Okay, so I've captured two Velociraptors now. I'm rolling. I have a spiky ball. I have a radar, but I'm not sure what all the things mean.
Red means raptors. X means dead raptor.
Oh, okay. I should go get those raptors.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay. Raptor inbound. Oh, jeez. Oh, no. I tripped myself off of a mountain. I bet I'm going to get points for it, though, because I'm doing like a nose stall. I'm okay. I didn't get any points. But
if you get enough air, you just get like a stun bonus. I love it. Didn't work on this.
What if you go back up that mountain?
Going back up that mountain.
Can it be done?
Boost!
It can be done!
Sweet jumps!
Ding!
I will destroy you!
Bam!
Epic roadkill! That was epic. Epic for the win.
Once again, I don't think this is Safari, though. You don't kill the things in Safari.
Yeah, you do.
Sure you
hunt them.
Safaris are all about. You're thinking like Pokemon Snap safaris. This is not the same safari.
Damn!
I was gonna blame this vision of safari on Pokemon because of the safari sound.
Yeah, don't you know about... Whew. Actual safaris are all about killing elephants.
Yeah.
Hey, look, my door. Where'd that dead raptor go?
This thing has no X button. Yeah.
Barrel roll.
X button is kick.
I hit myself with my own spiky ball. Oh god, oh god, oh god! Exported! Alright, let's see how I did. I got 400,000... how much did I... Number 2. Up on the block.
What are the buttons?
Move, B for boost, spacebar for spiky ball. Yeah.
Spacebar for boost, B for spiky ball?
No, reverse that.
B for boost, face bar for spiky ball.
Yes.
Let's find us a raptor. Oh my god, look at that jump. I got you. Shazam!
Ain't so clever now, huh?
How do I get rid of the...
It's space again.
Except you need it to grab the thing.
Yeah, but I can always get a new one.
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
I don't know.
He got flung all the way over here.
Are those boxes of raptors?
Raptor chow. Or rat chow made out of raptors.
Oh.
The in-game story that you're capturing these raptors from the past and sending them into the future to make delicious snacks.
Oh.
Oh, stuck on raptors.
Boom!
God damn it!
Dude, just go out and hit raptors with your raptors. You get a bonus.
Right.
Why are you playing as the rabbit?
Why not?
Oh, that was terrible!
It's okay, I got points for it.
Where are you going?
Where'd that raptor go?
You have a radar.
Oh, two raptors, double raptor!
You hit yourself again.
It's okay, I got points for it. Raptor, onions!
Yeah, the most visceral feeling is to just do a tight turn right when you hit him and just hit it with the ball and not with the frog.
That's the first one I got, but I could never do it again.
I don't know, I kind of just like going at full speed, boosting into a raptor. And then off a cliff.
Come on.
You got it.
Okay, let's get out of here. Oh my god, that's not a raptor, but I want it.
What is it?
I don't know, it's some kind of flying thing.
Can you guys carry apples in this game?
Alright, Brian, 40 seconds. Go find yourself another raptor fast. Yeah, you did.
Okay. Raptor!
Why'd you let go of your ball?
I didn't mean to.
What the? Who are you?
The unborn.
He's got laser elbows. You keep letting go of your ball.
I should press B at the same time as I press space.
All right. You got nowhere near as many points as I did. You are a terrible off-road safari raptor, man.
Oh, well.
Alright, so, what you just heard was a dramatic enactment.
Some would call it a dranactment.
gentlemen, this is your first time playing. What did you think?
Off-road Velociraptor Safari.
Velociraptor Off-road Safari.
Whatever it is. Everything it says right on the tin.
Yeah. It's like,
Well, it's not safari because you don't just go around looking at them.
That's not what a safari is.
Maybe not the way you safari. Like, you're thinking of, like, the safari zone. You're thinking of, like, the wild kingdom.
I'm thinking of, like, that president who likes to shoot animals.
Theodore Roosevelt?
Yeah.
That cartoon from Park of Avery.
Winchester.
Bang! It was like, what about safari?
And, like, they have all the major world leaders going on safari.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, early to mid-1800s safari. Going to Africa, killing things dead.
I'm pretty sure they want to kill them with their jeep, though.
But
I don't think they had jeeps at the time. I think they had, like, howdah rifles.
Yeah.
I still don't think if they had jeeps at the time, it would be sportly to run them into their prey. I also don't think it would be effective, either.
It may not be sporting, but I believe this game proves it would be fun as all hell.
I want to know, like, if you hit a real velociraptor with a jeep, I think it would more damage would be done to the jeep.
I don't know. Velociraptors aren't that big.
Yeah, velociraptors are scrawny things.
Don't they have hollow bones?
I guess because they are the ancestor of the bird.
Slow your roll.
Okay, so, Velociraptor Off-Road Safari is a game where you hunt velociraptors with a jeep. With a spiky ball on the back.
Triceratops' mouth.
And you send them into the future to be made into delicious velociraptor snacks.
Yeah. Great game, huh?
Only a 3 out of 10.
As you do.
I love this game because it's so visceral.
It's very visceral.
Yeah, like you're boosting over hills and slamming into velociraptors, and it's giving you like slow-mo cam panning and stuff.
Because it knows how to do the slow-mo pretty much right. Because like, you're like, you line up the raptor in your sights, and you're like, oh yeah. And then you boost, and then as soon as you hit the raptor, it goes into slow-mo as it slides across the roof of your hood, and you slide off into the chasm.
Yeah, anytime that you have an aftermath, to do anything that could be described as having an aftermath, that aftermath is in slow motion.
It's totally sweet.
You know, whether it is slamming into a velociraptor, slamming your spiky ball into a velociraptor, slamming your velociraptor off a cliff, slamming yourself off a cliff.
Yeah. Slamming yourself with velociraptors.
Slamming velociraptors on your spiky ball into other velociraptors for velociraptor on raptor action.
Yeah. Pretty odd.
Also, you get points. Lots of points.
I got like 400,000 points.
You get points for wrecking your own jeep.
Yeah, you get like 2,000 points for wrecking your own jeep.
It's for comboing.
It's really a game about combos. Because, like, the idea is, they have achievements for this game.
Do that.
Yeah. Like, one achievement is, like entrepreneur, and that's if you do, like, one of every activity during the course of a game. Because there's, like, exporting, there's stunts, there's orbs, there's killing, and there's, like, stunting. Probably said that already.
You did.
Damaging.
Twice.
Oh, okay.
And breaking yourself.
Yeah. But then there's also, like, if the way you're really supposed to do it, it's just, like, you want to keep chaining things. Like, the best way to do it would be to, like, find a path that has a lot of orbs along it and a lot of raptors along it, and then just keep slamming into raptors and orbs as you go along this path, doing sweet jumpsies along the way.
And breaking yourself.
Like every once in a while.
Doing sweet jumps into a rock.
Yeah. And that is the way you get all of the points.
Yeah, because like as you're going, there was like four gauges. There were like multiplier things. There was like kill, damage, stunt, and there's probably another one. How do those work?
Yeah, like, when you first do one, it says one. And then if you do another one before the gauge runs out, it'll go two and refill. And then, etc.
Okay. And it's just a straight multiplier?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. And then all of the children in the future will have delicious velociraptor cakes.
Except they might be velociraptors in the future.
Oh, man.
Because I heard something about the guy driving the jeep.
He's also a velociraptor. I imagine that he's not, like... He's just, like, the first velociraptor they found when they went back in time, and he was like, hey, you know?
So, wait.
My friends are really delicious. And they're assholes. I wouldn't mind helping you guys.
He's an Uncle Tom, then.
He's the last one to be made into snacks.
They lied.
That's what they told him. He's actually just going to be, like, the 50th.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say about this game. It's by Blur Studios.
Blurst?
Yeah, Blurst.
You need to get some kind of weird plug-in thing to play it.
You need to get the Unity engine. The Unity engine I actually find is fun, because it also powers RC Laser Warrior, that crappy-ass game I was playing a while ago. It powers Mars Explorer, which is actually, like, this online multiplayer driving around RC cars, floating laser tag kind of game.
Mars?
Yeah, on Mars.
Okay.
It's kind of neat. Press up and down to flap your wings. I don't know. So the Unity engine, some people have done cool stuff, not that much. Blurs is the coolest people they made. I Hate Clowns, and Blush, and Crane Wars, and whatever that one is that's, what do you call it? Where it's like a match three. It's kind of like Puzzle Bobble match three, except it's physics-based. So, like, they create, like some, like, oh man, they made Minotaur in a China shop. That game's actually pretty fun. Plays a Minotaur in a China shop. And wow.
Do you break China?
Well, that's the thing. You must choose. You own the China shop. Oh. So you have to either, like, be cautious and accurately deliver all of the fine goods to the customers that come in, or you just pay for really good, crazy insurance and just wreck the shit out of everything.
Uh-huh.
You make the choice. Is that until the guards come in and start shooting you with arrows.
But you own the China shop.
But that's you have like, insurance.
That's like the best, like, bipolar morality game I've ever heard.
I know. It's actually really cool. Like, there's actually not... Sploom! That's what the game is called.
Sploom?
I know it wasn't called Splooge, but something close. A poor choice on their part, but it's also a fun game.
Well, they're also called Blurst, so...
Yeah. Flashbang Studios and Blurst. But yeah, off-road Velociraptor Safari. Drive a Jeep, hit stuff, feel good about it. Yeah.
The game is 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's 5 minutes. I mean, I really heard about this a while ago from... off of a 3-panel soul. So if he in Conneville likes it,
it's gotta be good.
It's probably alright.
Probably alright.
I don't know. He kinda had a thing for Moogles.
Hey.
Brian's a Moogle, if you can't tell.
I like Brian. I think that
I like Moogles.
Even playing field.
I hate Brian and Moogles.
I hate you. I will cut you.
That's a train I can get on.
Cut.
This podcast is getting too vindictive. So yeah, we'll put links to it in the show notes. Show notes are found at leekustudios.net/podcast. Email us, podcast@leekustudios.net. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/leekustudios. And that's good. We're done. Go play. See you next time.
Dinosaurs, the land of the dinosaurs. It's the land of the dinosaurs. It's the Tyrannosaurus Tuesday. Velociraptor in the house.
Yeah! Woo!
Ain't you ever played Bloody Roar, Anders?
Oh.
What do you think this was? Why did you think all my opponents were turning into animals? Why do you think this line is drop-kicking you?
Really? I didn't see that happen.
BAM!
Okay, now it happened.
Also, there's that.
Normal people can't do that.
Part of him looks normal.
Just looks like a douchebag.
Yeah.
He is. No, have you heard his voice?
Way to not be able to pick up that thing.
I'm just doing wheelies.
Oh, wow.